there earlier.
I think that was it.
Right, we got the newsroom, right? Sorry about that, Tanya. Here's it, Tanya. Here's Tanya Snuggs with the news.
It's 6:02. Rain right across the UK. A radar weather update on the way, plus US bailout decision imminent. And in sport, ref says sorry to Man U. Good evening. We're expecting a decision from the US Congress on George Bush's $700 billion bailout any minute now. Gordon Brown says it's vital the plan aimed at trying to end the global economic crisis is approved, as it affects each and every one of us. Now, shares on both sides of the Atlantic have fallen sharply ahead of the first vote. More than £64 billion has been wiped off the value of ours after the news the Belgian bank Fortis and parts of Bradford and Bingley were being nationalised. Discover more on this story at absoluteradio.co.uk/news. Next, the Tories say they have a plan to help us through the economic crisis should they win the next general election.
Every council tax bill of every family in every council that takes part will be frozen.
Shadow Chancellor George Osborne's told the party conference in Birmingham the move would save the average Band D household just over £200. The trial of a former butler of the Queen accused of 9 counts of rape has been delayed because of legal reasons. Paul Kidd, who's 55 from Greater Manchester, is charged with 30 child abuse offences involving 3 boys. A jury is expected to be sworn in tomorrow afternoon. In music news, bad news I'm afraid if you're a Led Zeppelin fan, frontman Robert Plant has again insisted he won't be part of a new album and tour. That's despite recent claims he was warming to the idea. And after weeks of soon to be, we are now 100% Absolute Radio. We've got some great new presenters as well as some very familiar voices. Russ Williams says it's a chance to discover real music.
We're going to be playing you bands that you've never heard of before because they'll be brand new. Established bands, we'll bring new music from them, but also we play lots of classics. So if you're a music lover, this is the place to be.
Nelson's got your sport.
I'm sorry, so says ref Rob Stars. He's apologised to Bolton for his gaffe in Saturday's game with Manchester United, in which Bolton ended up losing 2-0. A Nigerian consortium has confirmed they've made a firm bid to buy Newcastle United, and no surprises in England's cricket squad to tour India this winter. They've kept faith with all the players from the final test with South Africa, both wicketkeepers Matt Prior and Tim Ambrose.
Absolute Radar weather. Well, just checking the screens, and we've got a heavy band of rain moving eastwards across Scotland. Wet for Northern Ireland too, with really only the very south of England staying mainly dry and lows of 7 Celsius. You're up to date. It's 6:05.
Absolute Travel